this being Tuesday night, May 3rd. And I want to remind you that in 1800, Charles Finney had a revival in upstate New York. There was a supernatural outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and the power of God saturated whole counties. When people crossed the county line in their buggies, they had to pull to the side of the road because they were shaking uncontrollably under the power of God. And he did not have 100,000 intercessors. He had only one that we know of, Father Nash. One would think that with all the intercessors we have today, we would have 100 Charles Finney revivals. So what are we doing when they intercede? Something is wrong somewhere. In 1904, there was a revival. It was the universal inescapable sense of the presence of God. Revival is the answer to the high expressed in Isaiah, the sigh expressed in Isaiah, when he said, "Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence." Isaiah 64, 1 through 31. Yes, in 1904, God rent the heavens. He used a young man, 26 years of age, Evan Roberts. Young people, don't let the devil or religious people tell you God can't use you. God is looking for vessels that will make themselves available to be used by him. The excerpts continue. A sense of the Lord's presence was everywhere. Though this presence was felt particularly in the gatherings, it was by no means confined to them. It was felt in their homes and in the streets and in the mines and in factories, in schools and even theaters and drinking saloons. Wherever people gathered became a place of awe, and the place of amusements were particularly emptied. Many were the instance of men entering public houses, ordering drinks, and then turning on their heels and leaving them on the counter untouched. The sense of the Lord's presence was such as particularly to paralyze the arm that would raise the cup to his lips. The football teams and the like were disbanded, the members finding greater joy in the testimony of the Lord's grace than in games. The pit bottom and the galleries became places of praise and prayer. Where the miners gathered to worship ere they dispersed in their revival stalls, or several stalls, even the children in the day schools came under the spell of God. Stories could be told of how they would gather in any place they could, and they would sing and pray in the most expressive fashion. Then I could go on to 1906, and most of you know about that revival. But this was what I was pressed to give you. I just want to ask you to close your eyes and contain what I'm about to give you. The symbols of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. The wind. In John 3:8, we read of the Spirit blows where it listeth. Winds blows away all the pollution. Some people are so polluted, they need the wind of the Holy Ghost to blow through them. I pray that as you read this book, the wind of the Holy Ghost blows on you. A wind brings refreshing on a hot day. I pray that the Holy Ghost blows through and touches you in a supernatural way. That you are so charged and energized by Him and so full of the Spirit of the living God that everywhere you go, the presence of God is felt, and that people can see the glory of God upon you. Water. John chapter 7 talks about the Spirit as water. Jesus said, whoever drinks the water He gives would never thirst again. Water quenches thirst. Yet, so many of God's people are thirsty, crying out, oh God, send the rain. The rain of the Holy Ghost. I pray there is a torrential downpour of the Holy Ghost as you read. That you get so soaked in the anointed, so saturated that your countenance changes, and that you get up a different person. A Holy Ghost channel through which His power flows to bring refreshment. Water cleanses. Are you feeling the dirt from the polluted and the pollution of the world? Allow the presence of the Holy Ghost to cleanse and wash and purify you of the sin that tries to bog you down. Fire. John said of Jesus that He would baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire purges. Fire burns the trash out. Fire purifies. Some people need to get a hold of the Holy Ghost and let Him burn up all the junk out of their lives. In a church where I was ministering in Clifton Park, New York, the Holy Ghost fell upon the pastor, and for over an hour he lay in a trance in the Spirit. He said later that it seemed to him that he was walking through clear darkness, that at any moment he would come out into the light and the glory of God, that Jesus would appear. Then he heard a voice from heaven, and God spoke to him. Tell my people, tell them I am not a respecter of persons. Tell them I can't let them in because of their sins. God spoke of the hidden sins of the heart. He cannot let us into His glory because if there were a move of God like that, we might have some Ananias and Sapphira's incidents where people drop dead for lying to the Holy Ghost. The world has laughed and mocked at the church. But in this day and hour, God will raise up men anointed of the Holy Ghost who will speak as an oracle of God, and people will be struck blind for 3 days. There will be a sign in the next move of God. They will be mocking some prophets on television, and He will say that you and your audience may know this day, and that there is a God in heaven. You will be blind for 3 days. God will once again move in the earth. God is not a man that He should lie. He is looking for people who will make themselves available to Him. But He cannot let us into His glory because of the hidden sins of the heart, pride, unforgiveness, jealousy, and strife, etc. This booklet was written by a gentleman who ministered right here in East Hampton. And when he ministered, he was called every name under the sun, including in the churches. He was laughed at and mocked because people got drunk in the Spirit. And it goes on to teach and speak about what is potential under the joy of the Lord. The reason that I pressed in on this is because we've had visions of things that are about to take place. And I believe they are samples of what's to come. When the joy of the Lord hit me, the laughter came from my belly. It didn't come from my head. I wasn't drunk in the natural. I was drunk in the Spirit. You say, why are you bringing this up? Because I think it's time to stop playing, church.
Amen.
It's time for us to ask. So come on up.
Just leave your stuff there. It's time. You see, he's not expecting to dump on us unless we ask. And in case you forgot, he's even better than raspberry pancakes.
That's going somewhere.
She gave me a report when she came in that she had a good time with those pancakes. Okay? The only thing is she got too sweet on the cookies, so we're not going to go any further on that. Okay? Say, Father, we mean business.
Father, we mean business.
We want your Holy Spirit.
We want your Holy Spirit.
And his manifestation.
In whichever way he chooses.
Should it be all seven spirits. Being poured out on us. To change Chicopee. Lord. It's not make-believe tonight. We don't know if you're going to release fire.
But we want it.
If you're going to release water.
To cleanse us.
We ask for it.
We ask for the latter rain.
To pour on us.
The fullness of your spirit.
Until the intents of our heart are totally purified. And we're not so concerned about ourselves.
That you will have full freedom.
To let your spirit wash us clean. And we are clean.
Because of the blood.
We've been transformed from sinful men.
To holy men and women.
Ready for the fire to burn the chaff. And the joy of the Lord to be our strength.
And Holy Spirit. When you came down.
In the book of Acts. They had new languages.
They had abilities to heal the sick.
They were strengthened by your spirit. And they had joy.
Unspeakable joy.
Totally drunk from your spirit.
From the wine of your house. Father, I lift up this bread and I declare it to be the bread of life that has washed away all our sins. I thank you that his bread is the bread that changes me from what I was to an eternal reality. I lift up the cup of salvation, the blood that has cleansed me from all sin. And the joy of the Lord is in the wine. Hallelujah. The wine of your spirit to be poured out in us for your glory in Jesus' name.
Take a piece. And this is for the wine of joy that only he can provide, not just for you, but for all those that you have prepared to touch through her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How tough is it? And the wine of the Spirit to give you new awareness of his grace and his favor in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, the wine and the fullness of Christ within to set you free from where you've been to where you need to be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that includes your dad. Yes, Lord. The real wine of the Spirit to transform you to what you need to become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, my brother. Victory, 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 victory. in the blood and in the victory of the new wine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The new wine and the joy of the Lord to be your strength beyond anything you've tasted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord in the wine, in the wine, in the wine. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must ask for it. If you want joy, you must ask for it. If you want joy, you must ask for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Come on, you know the words.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. And now, Father, not just for me, but our president. Also for Alex and the little baby that's still in the Boston hospital. Spoke to him tonight. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength as well as my own. And Lord, have your way by your Spirit to the fullness of your plan in Jesus' name. Now, I have a sense that each one of you needs to declare what you believe is coming into you tonight. So, go ahead, girl. You've got water, fire, aim, whichever.
Well, I think it's just an overflow of fire, and I do feel very joyous in a very peaceful way, if that's...
Yes.
That's what I feel.
Okay. Deborah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Piece of the bread went down and tickled me.
Did you scratch it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. With water. Go ahead, Deborah. What's in?
I'm cleaning it off.
Amen.
All right.
Come on now.
Good. Terry?
I'm cleaning it off too.
Good for you.
Good girl. Go for it. Sammy?
I claim it all, and especially the fire of the Lord.
All right.
Well, the other one's the claim it all.
All right. Go for this. Yes, brother.
Thank you, Father, for the blessings you bestow on us. All the grace, love, and mercy. Oh, kokoro maseki, shiro masachi, kokoro maseki. Oh, flood us all.
Yes.
Yes.
Very overwhelming. But just thank you very much for the fire within us.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Mary?
I'm claiming it all too.
All of it.
And joy unspeakable.
Joy unspeakable. Amen. And full of
glory.
Yes. Mary?
Joy and water rushing in and new changes coming through.
Hallelujah.
Come on, girl.
Come on
now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the freedom. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes.
And the holy boldness.
Yes.
For the evangelist inside of Mary. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Linda.
Oh, I claim it all, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I've got the joy down in my heart.
Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the joy. Down in my heart, down in my heart today.
Claim it all.
Come on.
Pour it on.
Pour it on.
Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
And I also claim it all. But not just for me. For the entire house, including Peggy.
Yes.
And for Bob, who's been getting company and being visited by special people. Lord, there's more to come from Bob. Father, it's not done. Father, it's not done. Holy Spirit, you're doing a mighty job in that place, and he will be a testimony unto you and what you've already completed in him and what you're doing in each and every family. Say it with me. Father.
Father.
Not just me.
Not just me.
But remember.
But remember.
The Passover was for the whole family.
The Passover was for the whole family.
And there was room for the neighbors.
And there was room for the neighbors.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My neighbors are coming in.
My neighbors are coming in.
They're going to see the joy of the Lord.
They're going to see the joy of the Lord.
Bubbling out of me.
Bubbling out of me.
And his fire cleansing.
And his fire cleansing.
And his water washing.
And his water washing.
And his wind blowing.
And his wind blowing.
And the joy of the Lord my strength.
And the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My strength.
Hallelujah.